Blog Talk Radio.
We praise God. God bless you, my brother and my sister in Christ Jesus. We magnify the Lord tonight for his goodness, for his mercies, and for his strength that he's given unto us to stand in this evil day. We're thanking and praising God because once again, he's allowed us a chance and an opportunity to be able to come before you tonight and to share the good news of Jesus Christ and what he has done and what he is doing for his people. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. He is the King of glory. I encourage you tonight to know who you are and to know whose you are. You are a royal child. You are a chosen vessel. You are a priestly nation. Christ has picked you out and has chosen you among many to be his child. And for that, you ought to be grateful. Appreciate what he has done and who he is to you tonight. Amen. Out of millions, the Winans sung a song some years ago, said millions didn't make it, but I'm so glad that I'm one of the ones who did. Amen. The scripture tells us that many are called. Amen. We thank God tonight, amen, for you tuning in once again. Amen. The devil is busy, but we're grateful tonight. God has already given us the victory, and we shall continue. Amen. We're thanking God for what he's doing, and we're just going to praise and magnify God for what he's allowing us to do right now. We're not going to make any excuses. Amen. For this is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Amen. Having just a few technical difficulties. Amen. But we're working on some things right now to get our phone call to go through and to stay patched through. Amen. So I ask you, my listeners, if you will, just to bear with us on tonight, amen, until everything is well. Be encouraged tonight, knowing that God is here with us, knowing that the Lord is there with you. He's right where you are. He's a present help in the prime time of trouble. The Bible tells us the very present help in the time of trouble. So you have not to worry about anything. Don't fret yourself. Don't cause yourself any grief or heartache. Amen. Rest and trust in the Lord. Amen. Knowing that he's able to do just what he said, exceedingly and abundantly above all we could ever ask or think. He's able to do that tonight. And we want to be able to trust him. We want to know that. Amen. A good way to move God, if you want to move God, is to trust in him, to have faith in him. In spite of the circumstances, in spite of the conditions and what you're going through, what you're facing, but to continue to trust in him. Amen. That's a good way and a sure way to move God. Amen. And we want God to be moved tonight. He said he is not a God that he's so far that he is not touched with our infirmities, but he's there tonight and he's able to do just what we need him to do. Amen. Amen. So we want to continue to trust him. Amen. In spite of, amen, what we're facing and going through, we want to trust him tonight. And I encourage you tonight to do just that. Keep your trust in God, knowing that he is able to do it. Father God, we thank you tonight for your grace and your mercy, for your strength. We're thanking you for what you have done and what you're doing even now. We're asking you, God, that you would touch these that are listening in and tuning in. Bless them, meet their needs, oh God, as you promised in your word. Open doors for them, Lord. Give them a way of escape. Somebody is troubled and they need a way out. Give them a way out on tonight. Provide for them that way of escape, for you are that way of escape tonight. Lord, make it plain unto them. Show them the way and make it plain unto them, oh God, that you are in control, that your hand is in it tonight, and you shall not let any hurt, harm, or danger come nigh them. Oh God, we thank you and we praise you for what you're doing and for what you've done. We're giving you the glory tonight and we're magnifying your name. In the book of St. John, the 14th chapter, says, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Go ye know, and the way ye know. The Lord is saying tonight, don't let your heart be troubled. You believe in God, you believe also in Jesus Christ. For when you've seen him, you've seen the Father. Trust in the Lord, knowing that everything is going to fall in place and is working for your good. You continue to trust him and lean and depend on him. He said, don't worry. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. So don't worry about, say, getting a mansion over here. Amen. But work, just to prepare and make sure you're ready to receive what God has for you on the other side. Make sure that you are living a life that if he calls your name right now, being prepared, amen, he's preparing a place for a prepared people, amen, and he wants us to be ready tonight to go back with him when he comes. And I encourage you to...
Is it me or? Is it water?